我们请翻开加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章二十二节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
圣灵所结的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
在这里记载，我们已经讲过了，圣灵所结的果子，在原文是单数。
So as we have mentioned, the fruit is a singular.
下面九样呢，我们就不能说九种果子，我们说是九种味道。
So it's not nine types of fruits, but there are nine flavors of fruit.
所以呢，圣灵所结的一个果子有九种味道，它是联合在一起的。
So the Holy Spirit bear one fruit, and this fruit has nine flavors.
也就是说，我们这九种的灵修是合并在一起，要一起表现出来。
And it means that these nine types of spiritual cultivations, we have to put them together and act them together.
这样的事情没有律法禁止。
And these things, against such things, there is no law.
更是我们应该追求的目标。
And it means that these are the things that we should pursue after.
因为是圣灵所结的果子，它是一种自然的结果。
And since this is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and this comes naturally.
因此，我们如果被圣灵充满，我们就能够结出这样的果子。
As long as we are being filled with the Holy Spirit, then we will be able to bear this kind of fruit.
我们得到圣灵之后，我们都会能够说方言。
After we receive the Holy Spirit, we will be able to speak in tongues.
所以说方言是我们得圣灵的第一个凭据。
So to speak in tongues is one of the first evidence to show that we have received the Holy Spirit.
所以彼得也是看见哥尼流一家人都能够说方言，才能够证明他们是得到圣灵。
And Peter, he witnessed that the family of Cornelius, they were able to speak in tongues. It's to show that they were, they received the Holy Spirit.
但是我们得到圣灵说方言只是一个开始。
But this is only the beginning when we receive the Holy Spirit and when we speak in tongues.
因为接着下来是我们要如何让圣灵充满，如何让圣灵带领。
The next step is to how to let the Holy Spirit to fill us and to let the Holy Spirit guide us.
那么圣灵的带领之下，就自然而然的会结果子。
And under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we will be able to bear fruit naturally.
就像一棵树它是一个苹果树或者是樱桃树，它都是会结果子的季节，它就要结果子了。
Just like an apple tree or a peach tree, when it's season, they will start to bear fruit.
除非说这个果树已经有了果虫或者是它的营养不良所以它不能够结果子。
Unless this tree has worms or this tree is malnutrition, that's why they could not bear fruit.
那这样的果树当然就要整理，可能要砍掉了。
And this type of trees, you might have to clean it up and maybe just chop it off.
因为它是白占土地的一个果树。
Because they are just trees who took up so much space.
因此，我们得到圣灵以后，我们要如何让圣灵充满，如何让圣灵带领，来结出圣灵的果子。
So after we receive the Holy Spirit, how can we let the Holy Spirit fill us and let the Holy Spirit to guide us?
这才是我们得到圣灵一个最主要的目的。
And these are the main reasons why we receive the Holy Spirit.
就像一棵果树应该要在季节的时候要结果子，这才是它的目的。
And just like a fruit tree, when it's season, the duty is to bear fruit.
有一次主耶稣就是看一棵无花果树，他想要去吃无花果。结果找不到一颗果子，所以就咒诅他，他立刻就枯干了。
And just like Lord Jesus, he saw this fig tree and he wanted to have some figs, but this fig tree did not bear any figs. So Lord Jesus cursed the tree and then the tree withered.
我们不要成为被咒诅的一棵树，那当然就会枯干了。
We should not be the tree who is being cursed and then being withered.
我们要如何靠着圣灵来结出果子？
We have to learn to rely on the Holy Spirit and bear fruit through the Holy Spirit.
但是我们就强调，这是圣灵帮助才能够结的果子，不是靠着自己的能力能够做得到的。
But we have to emphasize that it's through the help of the Holy Spirit that we are able to bear fruit, not through our own abilities.
就像我们上礼拜有讲到喜乐。
Just like last week, we talked about joy.
如果按照人一般的情感来讲遇到这么多患难困苦， 我怎么笑得出来？我怎么能够喜乐呢？
For an ordinary man, if they encounter tribulations and difficulties, how were they able to become joyful and to smile all the day?
我都得癌症了，你叫我如何喜乐呢？
If I have cancer, how am I able to be happy?
所以按照人自然的人自己的本性，人自己肉体的能力，真的做不到喜乐。
Through man's own emotion and their own body, they were not able to be joyful in such circumstances.
但是唯有靠着圣灵的帮助，就能够结出喜乐的果子。
But only through the help of the Holy Spirit, they will be able to bear the fruit of joy.
这可以看出说，真的不是靠着自己，而是靠着圣灵才能够做得到。
Then you can see that this is not done through your own ability, but through the power of the Holy Spirit.
同样的，今天我们要谈的和平啊，这也是一样。
And today we'll talk about peace, and it's the same thing.
靠着自己的本性真的很难。
Through your own nature, it will be very hard to get to be peaceful.
怎么可能叫我吃亏呢？
How am I able to just let people to take advantage of me?
我怎么可以呢？啊，这样的啊，让别人占便宜呢？让别人啊得到好处，那我就吃亏了。
So how can I let others to take advantage of me?
所以呢？我一定要争取我自己的权利。
So that's why I have to fight for my own right.
我要跟他斗争，我要跟他战到底。
I have to fight till the end.
甚至我要报复。
And maybe I have to take a revenge.
但是这些都没有办法带来和平。
But all these things don't bring peace.
这些都会带来战争。
Rather, they only bring war.
而战争的结果就是你不是你死就是我死啊。
And the consequence of a war is either you die or I died.
不是你这一代死，就是我的下一代死。
If it's not your generation passing away, it will be my generation.
所以呢，一代又报仇另外一代，所以代代互相的报仇，没有完，没有截止的日子。
That's why generation comes by. They just keep on fighting, and there will not be an end.
所以战争呐、是人类最可怕的一个事情。
So that's why war is one of the worst things in human life.
但是呢，圣灵的果子却是要我们追求和平。
But the fruit of the Holy Spirit wants us to pursue after peace.
所以如果能行，尽力的追求和平。
So if you are able to do your very best to pursue after peace.
我们看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章十八节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 18.
罗马书十二章十八节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 18.
若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
18. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
如果能行的话，就是如果可能的话，而且是我们能够做得到的这种程度，要尽力的和平。
So it says, if it's possible, and it's as far as it depends on you, then you have to live with peace with everyone.
当然，有些事情我们自己没办法控制的，是别人一定要跟我们吵，我们也没有办法，只好就是破坏和平了，我们没办法控制的。
Of course, there are times where you don't control everything, and people want to have a fight with you, then you cannot stop it.
但是保罗是说，我们如果自己可以主导的话。我们尽量来追求和平。
But here Paul says that if it's possible and if it's something you can do, then you have to do your very best to pursue after peace.
那为什么要尽力的追求和平？这个和平有什么美好的果效呢？
And why do you have to live at peace with everyone? Is there any result from that?
因为保罗同样在罗马书呢，又谈到神的国是怎样的情况。
Because Paul also talks about the Kingdom of God will be like this.
所以保罗写了罗马书呢，真的是一个非常有连贯的一个书信。
So that's why Paul, when he wrote this book of Romans, it's linked to from one to another.
我们读了罗马书从第一章一直到最后一章它是一个非常有脉络的一种逻辑观念的一个书信。
So if you read the book of Romans from chapter 1 and to the end, you'll realize that this book is coherent and it has a great logic in this book.
所以在这里呢，他谈到要追求和睦。
So here it talks about that we have to have peace with one another.
那么我们看14章。
And let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
14章16、17节。
Romans chapter 14 verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
17, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
18节, 在这几样事, 在这几样上服侍基督的就为神所喜悦又为人所称许。
18, because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by man.
19节, 所以我们务要追求和睦的事与彼此建立德性的事。
19, let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification.
在这里特别谈到神的国不在乎吃喝。
So here it talks about the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking.
因为吃喝都是肉体的事情，都是短暂的需要。
Because eating and drinking are something to do with your physical body and it fulfills you temporarily.
如果得到满足之后，一下子就不想再吃，不想再喝了。
But after you are content,Very soon, you don't want to eat or drink.
你叫一个人吃饱了人，再叫他吃，他会吐了。
If a person is already eaten and you ask this person to eat again, he will probably want to throw up.
一个人已经喝够了，你还要叫他喝呢？他只会恶心。
And if a person already drank a lot and you ask him to drink more, he probably feel like he couldn't take it.
所以神的国不在乎吃喝。
So that's why the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and
drinking. 那神的国只在乎公义、和平跟并圣灵中的喜乐。
But of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
因为神的国是一种完美的一种最美好的境界。
Because the kingdom of God is at the best environment.
是与神同在的一个最美好的一个境界。那这个境界是什么呢？
And it's the highest level and the best environment where you can be with God. And what is this?
就是公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
And this is where you will be have righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
如果我们有这三样，公义、和平、圣灵中的喜乐，我们就是在神的国里了。
So if you have righteousness, peace, and joy in your heart, then you will be, you are in the kingdom of God.
所以神的国不是只讲到我们人死以后才要去的那个永生的神的国，不只是这样。
So the kingdom of God that we talk about here is not only the kingdom of God that we go after we die.
因为那是一个未来的神的国。
Because this is the kingdom of God in the future.
有人说那是未来的，要等我死后才能够享受得到。哇，那好远。
And some people would say this is so far away because I have to wait until I die then I can enjoy this.
但是保罗在这里说的神的国不是未来的，而是现在你就可以感受到的。
But the kingdom of God that Paul mentioned here is not the one in the future, but it's the one that you can enjoy now.
现在如果你有公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐，你就住在现在，就住在神的国里了。
Paul said, if you have righteousness, peace, and joy in your heart and in the Holy Spirit, then you will have the kingdom of God in your heart.
你现在就可以享受神的国的那种境界。
Then you will be able to enjoy the kingdom of God.
所以下面就说了，这是神所喜悦又为人所称许的。
That's why in verse 18 it says that this is pleasing in the eyes of God and also approved by men.
所以我们要追求和睦的事。
That's why we have to make every effort to what leads to peace.
所以和平啊，是跟神的国有这么密切的关系。
So that's why peace has such a close link with the kingdom of God.
如果有和平，我们就在神的国里了。
If we have peace, then means that we are in the kingdom of God.
反过来，如果还在斗争还在怨恨，那你在撒旦的国度里。
On the other hand, if you're having fight and if you're having war with others, it means that you're living in the world of Satan.
那我们信耶稣的目的就是要进神的国啊。
But our goal as a Christian is to enter the kingdom of God.
难道我们还要在仇恨，还要住在魔鬼的国度里吗？
Since that is our goal, why do you want to live in the world of Satan and live in the war?
因此呢，我们当然要竭力的追求和睦的事。
That's why you have to do your very best and make your best effort to do things that leads to peace.
那么和平呢？我可以分两大方面。
And there are two big ways to define peace.
第一个是自己跟别人的和平。
The first one is the peace between you and other men.
这是第一个部分。我们要如何来控制自己的情绪，以及如何来追求跟别人之间的和平。
So this is the first part where you how you control your own emotions and try to keep peace with between you and other people.
那第二方面是如何带来人跟人之间的和平。
And the second part is how do you bring peace between other men.
我们可以成为一个和平的制造者。
And how can we become a peacemaker?
我们不要成为一个麻烦的制造者。
And we should not be a troublemaker.
因为人跟人之间也要和平。
Because there should be peace between men.
如果我们能够带来人跟人之间的和平，我们就像神 的儿子，就像耶稣基督一样。
And if we can become a peacemaker, then we'll be like the Son of God, like Jesus.
耶稣就是带来人跟人啊，人跟神之间的和平。
So Lord Jesus, He brought peace between man, and also brought peace between God and man.
我们要带来人跟人的和平，我们就像神的儿子。
And if we are able to bring peace between others, then we'll become the Son of God.
那首先我们来看第一方面，我们如何让自己跟别人和平。
So the first part we'll talk about is how can we bring peace between you yourself and other men.
通常呢，我们啊跟别人会有斗争啊，会有争吵的事情啊，都是因为一些利益的关系。
There could be times where we have conflict with others, and this is due to benefits between you and other men.
啊。也可能是在于面子上的问题
，or maybe it's due to your face.
Yeah, 对，啊，因为呢，我们人就是争一口气
，because we just want to fight our best.
好像呢，我如果啊，这个时候不跟你相争的话，我就输给你了，我就吃亏了
，because sometimes if I don't fight with you, it means that I'm a loser and I'm being taken advantage of.
我的利益就亏损了。
And people will, it means that I will lose face and people will take advantage of me.
我们来看哥林多前书第六章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 6.
第一节。
Chapter 6 verse 1.
哥林多前书第六章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1.
你们中间有彼此相争的事，怎敢在不义的人面前求审，不在圣徒面前求审呢？
First one, if any of you has a dispute with another, dare he take it before the ungodly for judgment instead of before the saints.
第二节，岂不知圣徒要审判世界吗？若世界为你们所审，难道你们不配审判这最小的事吗？
First two, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases?
第三节。岂不知我们要审判天使吗？何况今生的事呢？
Verse 3, do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more the things of this life?
第四节，既是这样，你们若有今生的事当审判，是派教会所轻看的人审判吗？
Verse 4, therefore, if you have disputes about such matters, appoint as judges even men of little account in the church.
第五节，我说这话是要叫你们羞耻。难道你们中间没有一个智慧人能审断弟兄们的事吗？
Five, I say this to shame you. Is it possible that there is no one among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers?
第六节，你们竟是弟兄与弟兄告状，而且告在不信主的人面前。
Six, but instead, one brother goes to law against one another, and this in front of an unbeliever.
第七节，你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错了。为什么不情愿受欺呢？为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
7. The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means you have been completely defeated already. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated?
第八节，你们倒是欺压人、亏负人，和况且所欺压、所亏负的就是弟兄。
8. Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers.
第九节，你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺。
9. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived.
所以在这里，保罗就说到教会里面竟然有弟兄跟弟兄相告的事情。
So here Paul talks about there is a case where brother were suing one another.
因为呢，他们在法院面前呢、啊、去互相告状。
And they were suing one another in the court.
因为他们认为自己受亏损了，但是他们不愿意，所以要去告状啊，要去得到他们的啊利益。
Because they felt that they have been cheated and wronged, that's why they have to go to the court and fight back.
而这样的互相的告状啊，当然就是一种啊相争的事，而是失去了和平。
And because they sued one another, it means that they were disputing with one another, and in the end, they lost peace.
但是保罗说，为什么不情愿受欺？为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
But Paul said, why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated?
如果受欺，如果吃亏，难道就真的是吃亏，真的是受欺负了吗？
So if you're being wronged or be wronged or be cheated, doesn't mean that you lose everything.
因为我们在神面前反而可以得到更多的补偿啊。
Because in front of God, we can have more.
我们在神面前反而是一个追求和睦的人。
Because in the eyes of God, if you're the one who pursue after peace.
在人面前，我好像啊 受欺负了，我好像吃亏了，我好像受了亏损了。
So in the eyes of man, it seems like you have been wronged and been cheated.
但是呢，神却喜悦我这种追求和睦而宁愿吃亏的这样的态度。
But God, He loves our attitude when we are willing to be cheated and willing to be wronged.
所以神反而给我们更大的补偿。
And because of that, God will give us a bigger reward.
有一个最好的例子就是以撒。
And the biggest example is Isaac.
对 ，Isaac 啊 ，Isaac 他有几个水井。
And because Isaac he had several wells.
但是呢，非利士人呢就把他的水井啊给塞住了，就抢走了。
But the Philistines they stopped the well and they stole the well.
这是本来他自己的，可是被抢走了，所以第一次他也是吃亏了，不跟他们相争。
And because Isaac he dug the well, but at the end the Philistines just took it, but he just let it go.
第二个水井又被他们啊强占了。
And the second time he dug a well and it was taken by the Philistines.
以撒仍然啊让给他们。
But Isaac he gave in and just let it happen.
结果我们会想哦，哇，像以撒都在吃亏了，那好像很软弱吗
？And we thought that Isaac was being taken advantage of. Was he a weak person?
如果这么软弱，那这样以撒怎么有办法生存呢？
If he was so weak, how could he survive?
但是呢，我们看到第三口水井就完全不一样了。
But as you see, the third well, things were different.
结果第三口水井的时候呢，非利士人不敢再跟他相争了。
But in the third well, the Philistines did not dare to steal it.
后来他把第三口水井就称为利和伯。
And that's why he called the third well.
Rehoboam. 所以呢，这个故事就是记录在创世纪二十六章。
And the story is recorded in Genesis chapter 26.
这是一个最好的例子。
And this is the best example.
以撒就是要追求和平。
Isaac he pursued after peace.
所以呢，他有的水井被抢走啊，被强占了，但是他就让给他们。
Even though he dug the well and it was taken by others, but he just let it go.
一次两次他都让给他们。
So he gave in the first time and the second time.
到第三个水井他们不敢再跟他战了。
And the third time, those people dared not to steal from him.
结果是什么呢？神给他们宽阔的地，他们在这个地方昌盛起来。
And at the end, God blessed him, gave him a huge land, and he was prosperous.
我们来看这个结果。
And let's look at the result.
创世纪二十六章。
In the Genesis chapter 26.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
二十六章二十二节。
Genesis chapter 26 verse 22.
以撒离开那里，又挖了一口井，他们不为这井增进了，他就给那井起名叫利和伯。他说：“耶和华现在给我们宽阔之地，我们必在这地昌盛。”
22. He moved on from there and dug another well, and no one quarreled over it. He named it Rehoboth, saying, "Now the Lord has given us room, and we will flourish in the land."
23.以撒从那里上别示巴去。
23. When there, from there he went up to Beersheba.
24. 当夜耶和华向他显现说：“我是你父亲亚伯兰的神，不要惧怕，因为我与你同在，要赐福给你，并要为我仆人亚伯兰的缘故，使你的后裔繁多。”
24. That night the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am the God your father of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you and will increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham."
所以在这里看到呢，他们呢，以撒不跟他们相争，追求和平。
So here you can see that Isaac did not quarrel with them. He just pursued peace.
结果神呢，对他显现说：“我是你的神，不要惧怕。”
And therefore God appeared to him. He said, "I am your God. Do not be afraid."
我要与你同在。
I will be with you.
我要赐福给你。
I will bless you.
要使你的后裔繁多。
And I will increase the number of your descendants.
就后来真的是呢，哇，以撒得到大大的祝福啊。
And at the end, Isaac had great blessing.
结果后来连非利士人都害怕了，赶快跟他和好。
At the end, the Philistines were afraid of him, and they want to reconcile with him.
所以我们要知道呢。看起来好像是吃亏的事情，但是我们在神面前反而是占了便宜，我们要得到神更大的祝福。
So we have to understand that even though it appears to man that we have been taken advantage of, but in the eyes of God, he loves what we have done and he will bless us greatly.
所以我们如何呢？好像受亏损的时候，我们要如何忍耐这个怒气？
So you have to think how we can swallow this even though when we are being taken advantage of.
我们要离开这种纷争啊。
We have to depart from the quarreling.
所以以撒他追求和平，他就不要有这样的斗争。
And in Isaac, he wanted peace. That's why he doesn't want to quarrel.
因为呢，有纷争之后，一定会有战争，再来就有伤害，再会有啊流血。
If there is quarrel, there will be fight, and there will be blood.
那这些都是一个啊人类最大的亏损。
And these will be the biggest disadvantage of mankind.
所以我们来看箴言二十章。
So that's why let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20.
箴言二十章第三节。
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 3.
Yeah.箴言二十章第三节。
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 3.
远离纷争是人的尊荣，愚妄人都爱争闹。
Verse 3, it is to a man's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel.
所以远离纷争是人的尊荣。
So it is a man's honor to avoid strife.
所以呢，一个人啊，他到底有没有智慧，他到底有没有这种尊荣呢？就看他有没有办法控制他的那种情绪。
So if this person is defined as being honor or being having the wisdom, it depends on whether he is able to avoid strife.
如果我们吃亏了，哦，马上就要去反驳，然后就去报仇，那这样的话，我们就掉入那个纷争的漩涡里面。那这样，人家看我们也是不过如此啊。
So if we are not able to control our emotions when people take advantage of us and when we try to revenge, then we will be the one to quick to quarrel.
因为我们在生气的时候，我们讲出一些气话啊，也是没有造就的，也是伤害人的，也像愚昧人的话。
Because when we're angry, we will say words that are not edifying and not helpful to others.
而且那种报复的时候呢，其实我们又受了第二种的伤害。
And when we take revenge, we will harm the other person as well.
我们自己受了第二种伤害。
Sorry, we will be harmed, the second type of harmed.
第一个伤害是别人害我们啊，让我们受亏损的第一种伤害。
The first type of harmfulness is that when people hurt us and we will be harmful, we'll be harmed.
这是第一种。
And that's the first type.
已经被伤害的。
Because we got harmed.
但是我们要报复。
But if we take revenge,
我们就违背了神的命令，我们违背了律法的规定。
If we take revenge, then we will go, we'll be going against the law of God.
我们讲出一些咒诅的话语。
And we might say words that will be cursing others.
结果我们要受神的审判，也要受法律的制裁。
And because of that, we will be punished by the law of God and also by the regulations.
所以这个时候，我们又第二次伤害自己了。
And that will be the second time when we harm ourselves.
所以呢，我们在报复的时候，其实已经被别人伤害一次，我们又自己伤害自己一次，这是一个可怜的人啊。
So when we take revenge, we will let others to harm us, and we also harm ourselves again.
所以这个时候自己伤害自己，这才是最笨的人。
And for those who harm themselves, those are the fool.
所以呢，在雅各书里面第一章十九节就告诉我们要慢慢的动怒。
That's why in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19, says that we have to be slow to anger.
啊，要慢慢的动怒。当我们呢，好像受亏损的时候，我们要如何慢慢的动怒，以至于忍受那个怒气，而不要动怒。
So when we have to be slow to become angry, it means that when people take advantage of us, we should think and not to be angry.
那慢慢的动怒之后呢，我们就可以控制怒气。
And if we take it slow, then we will be able to control our anger.
我们就不会造成一种报复、一种伤害对方的事情。
And this anger will not become an action that we will start to hurt others.
然后之后我们就可以有和平的效果。
And at the end, we will have peace.
我们最后甚至愿意跟他和好。
And at the end, we will be willing to reconcile with that person.
我们甚至愿意说，首先来说一句对不起。
And we could be able to become the person who will first apologize.
为什么对不起这三个字这么的难讲？
Why is it so hard to say I'm sorry?
我们常常就是为了自己的面子挂不住啊，我的面子扫地了，所以我不能说对不起。
And sometimes because we don't want to lose face, so that's why we don't want to say sorry.
可是为什么人为什么爱护他的面子这么的重要吗？
So why do you...People protect, try to cover the face or protect the face.
其实呢，这都是因为没有信心，没有对我自己的信心。
And most, most the reason is that they don't have confidence in themselves.
他们常常是有自卑感的人。
Because they have low self-esteem.
有自卑感，所以更要用面子来维护他的尊严让他的自卑感可以好好的过下去。
If a person has low self-esteem, they will try to cover up their dignity so that they will be easier to pass by.
所以我们人都有自卑感。
So that's why everyone has some sense of self-esteem.
但是我们要如何从圣灵的帮助，让我们对自己有了信心？
But how can we have more confidence through the power of the Holy Spirit?
神都这么爱我。
Since God loves us so much.
神都这么宝贵我的存在。我的价值。
And God treasure our existence and our life.
所以我不需要在为人的面前需要一个面子的争取的争取呢，而造成的那种对抗以及那种仇恨。
So that's why we don't have to worry too much about how people think of us and try to protect our face.
我已经在神面前得到的价值，所以在人部分我亏损一点没有关系的。
Because we have our value we have our value in front of God. So that's why even though we don't get respect from people, it's still okay.
所以我宁可在人面前早一点说对不起，我们达到和平了，而得到神的喜悦。
So I rather apologize to people and obtain peace and then be pleasable in the eyes of God.
所以我们发现呢，两个在相争的人其中第一个先说对不起的人，那是个灵性比较好的，而且是得到尊荣的人。
So when two people dispute, the one who apologizes first is tend to be the one who has better spirituality and better respect at the end.
我们反而会尊重那个第一个说对不起的人，表示他是真的高尚的人。
Because we will respect and pay honor to the person who first apologized, because it shows that he is the person who deserves honor.
看起来好像他受亏损了，可他宁可受亏损而先说对不起，没有关系的。
Even though he was be wrong, but he'd rather be wrong and say and apologize.
所以呢，我们今天要如何追求跟我们自己跟别人的和睦
？So today, how can we pursue the peace between you and other people?
我们宁可吃亏。
We'd rather be wrong.
我们在神面前得到更大的祝福。
And then we will be able to receive more blessings from
God. 而且我们更可以得到人这是一种人的尊荣。
And this is also a type of honor from man.
而且和平呢就不会有报仇，不会有伤害。
And when there is peace, there won't be revenge or there won't be harm.
我们跟别人呢才有好好的日子可以过。
And because of that, you will live a better life with others.
因为在你报仇之后，你有一天也怕别人来报仇你。
Because if you revenge, one day you will worry that other will take revenge of you.
所以有的人常常活在那种惊弓之鸟就是害怕的那种惊弓之鸟害怕的那种恐惧的情绪在过日子真的很可怜。
And because some people they live in fear because they worry that people will take revenge of them.
他很怕别人随时从后面会砍他一刀。
They are very worried that people will backstab them.
因为呢，他是在活在仇恨里面的。
Because these type of person live in hatred.
但是我们如果能够有和平的话，我们真的是世界大同了。
But if we have peace in our life, then everywhere will be safe for us.
我们每个地方都可以去。
And we can go anywhere we want.
你去看电影也不怕别人后面会如何砍你一刀
Even if you go watch a movie in the dark, you won't be worried about people
backstabbing you. 虽然是很暗的地方，可是你还是安全的。
Even though you will be in a dark place, but you will still be safe.
这就是我们自己如何来追求和平。
And this is how we can pursue after peace.
那第二个部分呢？我们如何来带来和平？
And the second type is how can we become a peacemaker?
人跟人之间有了争吵。
When there are disputes between others.
我们如何能够做一个中间的桥梁来得到一种润滑的效果，让他们之间重新和平。
And how can we stand between them and try to be a peacemaker and try to reconcile them?
我们说主耶稣他就是一个和平的制造者。
And we said that Lord Jesus is a peacemaker.
所以呢，在八福里面的第七福说。使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
And that's why in Beatitudes say that blessed are those who are peacemaker because
他们要称为神的儿子。
Because they will be called the son of God.
那我们今天如何能够来让人之间来得到和平
？So today, how can we become a peacemaker between men?
我们来看一下箴言十二章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 12.
箴言十二章二十节。
Proverbs chapter 12 verse 20。
箴言十二章二十节。
Proverbs chapter 12 verse 20。
图谋二事的心存诡诈，却能和睦的变得喜乐。
There are deceits in the hearts of those who plot evil, but joy for those who promote peace.
这里说却能和睦的变得喜乐。
But joy for those who promote peace.
就像我们刚所说的圣灵的果子呢，仁爱、喜乐、和平，这些都连在一起的。
And just like we talk about the fruits of the Holy Spirit, is joy, peace, and love.
他们是连在一起的一个味道。
And they are all linked together, and they have the similar flavor.
所以却能和睦的时候，你也得到喜乐。
So when you be, if you bring peace to others, you will also bring joy to others.
因为人跟人之间呢、啊，有了重新和平，就不再有战争，不再有伤害。
Because if there is peace between people, then there won't be war or dispute.
我们带来了和平。
Then we'll be able to bring peace.
我们就好像是神的儿子，得到这样的尊荣，我们也得到这样的喜乐。
And we're just like the Son of God, where we'll be honored.
我们如何呢？来带来人跟人之间的和平，就是要如何有更好的沟通。
And how can we be a peacemaker is to have better communication with others.
人跟人之间为什么会有争吵？就是啊、有了一些、误会，或者是有了一些受亏损的事情。
And when there are dispute between men is because there were miscommunication.
因为他们呢、对别人的话有了误解。
Because they misunderstood the words from others.
而却没有机会去把这些误解解开。
But there were no chance to clarify the misunderstanding.
当然呢，之间的心结。就来了，然后当然就有怨恨。
And that's why they hold grudges and then became hatred.
我们要如何带来和平呢？
So how can we become a peacemaker?
最好的方法就是把他们的误解来解释了，让他们彼此之间有了真正的了解。
And the best way is to explain and resolve the miscommunication between them.
而且让他们呢彼此之间回忆到过去和好的那种情境。
And to also make them reflect on the days where they were good.
曾经有一对夫妻呢，争吵得快要离婚了。
And once there was a couple where they were fighting a lot, and at the end they wanted to get a divorce.
哇，结果丈夫来跟传道告状，告他的太太怎么不好，怎么不好，所以他要离婚。
So the husband came to preacher and said and told preacher that how bad his wife was, and then he wanted to get a divorce.
然后呢，太太也来跟传道告状，说哦，我那个丈夫不好不好，我要跟他离婚。
And the wife also came to talk to the preacher and said he's a bad things and then also want to get a divorce.
当然传道了不能说好吧离婚吧。
And of course preacher cannot say sure go ahead and get a divorce.
那传道要怎么办呢？
So what should the preacher do?
传道这个时候要做和平的制造者。
And at that time preacher has to be the peacemaker.
他就问了丈夫说，那你觉得他哪里不好？
So he asked the husband, so what do you think, what's wrong with your wife?
啊，这个丈夫就说，哦，我太太啊，哇，那个嘴巴啊，控制不了，我一回家，啪啪啪啪啪啦，这样连关啊，机关炮啊，一直轰炸，我受不了她的嘴巴。
And he said, my wife, her mouth is not good because she keeps on talking and nagging once I get home.
啊，我在公司已经很忙很累了，回到家还要被她轰炸一次。
And I was already so tired and exhausted from work, but at home I'm being dragged from her.
好，这是丈夫啊对太太的啊观点是这样。
And this is the perspective from the husband.
可是呢，他却没有想到这是太太关心丈夫的另一种表达方式。
But he never thought that is the way that wife shows concern to her husband.
因为呢，太太整天在家里，啊，当然啊就是关心她的丈夫。
And of course, the wife stayed at home the whole day, so that's why she really worried about her husband.
所以当丈夫回到家里，她就一直念东念西，就是关心他的生活的点点滴滴跟他报告。
And that's why when husband reached home, she will report everything, every tiny thing from the whole day.
所以呢，让丈夫后来才知道，原来太太这么的多话是为了表达关心，为了让他知道家里的事情。
And at the end, the husband realized that the wife was nagging because she just wanted to make sure that the husband, she just wanted to show care to her husband.
所以呢，才能够转变对他太太原来的那个动作，改变成一种好意。
So and then he was able to understand that what the wife did was out of good intention.
结果呢，太太这边也是一样。
And the same for the wife.
太太这边呢就告状说，哦，我那个丈夫啊太冷酷了，像一个木头一样。
And then the wives complained that my husband is so cold.
像木头一样,
just like a piece of wood.
敲也不响,
and
怎么敲都不响,
so no matter how hard you hit it, but there won't be any type of reaction.
怎么打也不会回应,
and then there won't be any type of reaction.
这个是不如丢掉算了。
So she thought it would be better to just discard
this piece of wood. 传道就跟这个太太做解释。
But then the husband explained to the wife,
你可不可以想到呢,你丈夫在外面工作已经一天了,多么的忙碌, 多么的辛苦?
Have you ever thought about that your husband worked outside the whole day? It must be really exhausting for him.
那你讲这么多,问他的意见,他为什么不回答,你知道为什么吗?
So when you ask him so many questions and he did not respond, do you know the reason?
因为呢,他把做决定的权利的让给你了。
Because he just gave you the authority to make all decisions.
你知道吗? 家里呢, 啊, 有大事跟小事,
and there are major things and minor things at home.
但是大事由丈夫来, 啊, 来, 啊, 做决定,
the major things should be decided by the husband.
但是小事由太太来做决定,
but minor things can be decided by the wife.
但是呢, 家里都只有小事, 没有大事,
but there is not much major things at home, mostly are minor things.
所以呢, 丈夫就把家里的事交给你来做决定, 难道你不 觉得高兴吗?
So that's why your husband gave you the authority to handle all these minor things. Aren't you supposed to be happy about this?
所以这样转换的一个角度之后，她反而发现她丈夫的好。
So once they changed their perspective, then she realized that her husband was doing being very nice to her.
所以本来要闹得离婚的，后来呢，经过传道的这样和睦和解之后呢，他们发现从另一个角度来看，反而这是一件好事啊。
So they were about to get a divorce, but after preacher's explanation, and then they realized that what they have been doing was actually a good thing.
所以通常呢，我们再来人跟人之间的争吵，其实都是因为误会。
So we can conclude that the dispute between men were all because of miscommunication.
或者是我们都用不好的角度来解释对方的行为。
Or misunderstanding, and also we sometimes use different a bad way, a negative way to explain things.
那当然最后就是争吵，就是闹离婚。
Of course, at the end, there was only dispute, and they wanted to get a divorce.
但是我们如果试着能够用好的角度来解释的时候，其实我们之间都可以得到和平。
But if you think of something positive and trying to explain things with positive mindset, then you will get peace.
当然，有时候当事者呢已经当局者迷，他没办法跳脱得到另一种观点。
But the person in the situation, they were not able to turn around and think of a different perspective.
我们和平的制造者呢，就可以带给他们另一种观点来看待。
And being a peacemaker, you will be able to show them a different perspective and.
那么有另一种观点啊，他就有另一种感受，就可以来带来和平。
Once they see the new view, they will have a different feel and they will be able to understand the peace between them.
还有一种人跟人的争吵就是利益受亏损。
And there's another type of dispute between men is that they are being taken advantage of.
曾经有一次呢，我们有一位长老呢开个车子。
And once there was an elder, he drove a car.
但是塞车塞得好厉害。
And the traffic was really bad.
他就跟着塞车慢慢的走，他觉得好奇怪啊，这又不是上下班时间，为什么会塞车这么严重？
So he was wondering, it's not during peak hours, how come there the traffic is so bad?
后来呢，他就开得很慢，所以他下车看看，原来前面十字路口有两部车相撞了。
And then he got off the car and walked to the front, and he realized that at the crossroad there were two cars collide with one another.
所以这个长老呢就走到 那个相撞的现场。
So the elder went to the crossroad.
这个长老就问了，两位先生到底发生什么事情？
So he went up there and he asked the two men what's going on.
这个甲方就说，他开过来撞到我的车了，他要赔我3000块。
And this person A, he said that this man he drove into me and he had to pay me $3,000.
可是呢，这个乙方就说，三千块太多了，我只能赔你1000块。
And person B said that $3,000 is too much. I can only pay you $1,000.
我虽然不对，可是我也觉得我没有全部不对啊。我可以亏损1000块了，但再多我不要。
Even though I was wrong, but I wasn't fully wrong, so I'm willing to pay $1,000.
哇，就在三千一千，这样两个吵啊吵啊，结果塞车塞到整个马路全部都塞住了。
So from $3,000, they were disputing to $1,000. That's why they just having a dispute there, and that's why the causes bad traffic.
这个我们这个长老呢，就想一想了。 再这样吵下去怎么办呢？这个整个交通全部都塞住了。
So the elder thought that, oh, what can I do? Because they are causing such a bad traffic.
啊，这个长老就从口袋拿出钱包来，点点2000块就给那个人。
So from the elder, he took out his wallet and counted $2,000 and gave it to that person A.
结果呢，这个人呢，啊，就真的拿到了2000块加1000块，他就好了，3000块了，车子开走了。
So that person A, he was happy because he got $2,000 plus $1,000 and then he drove out.
然后这个交通呢，马上恢复原状啊，哇，非常顺畅的流通。
And immediately the traffic returned become normal again.
我当时呢，听到长老讲这个啊事情的时候，我就很纳闷。
So when I heard the elders telling us the story, I felt very.
我就问长老说：“长老啊，啊你那2000块，后来怎么办呢？就没有了吗？”
So I asked the elders, so what happened to your $2,000? Did you just lose it?
他说：“对啊，2000块就给他了，给他就给了。”
So he said, "Yeah, I gave it to him, and it's gone."
我说：“可是你不是你这样平白无故的，这不干你的事啊，你怎么损失了2000块呢？”
So it wasn't even your matter. Why? So, and you lost $2,000.
这个长老就说了：“其实啊，钱是身外之物啦。”
And the elder said, "Money is just money."
Just money.Money 就是什么？钱呢、啊、是身外之物，钱是生不带来，死不带去的。
So money is something that you cannot bring with you when you die.
啊，你来的时候是空手来，你走的时候也是空手。
So you come empty-handed and you leave, you will be empty-handed. You will leave empty-handed too.
但是现在能够2000块就解决这个交通啊的阻塞，不是很好吗
？So I only used $2,000 and I was able to resolve this traffic. Wasn't that a good thing?
哦，我从主耶稣那里领受恩典太多了啦！哎呀，这个2000块算什么
？And I've been receiving so much grace from God. $2,000 was nothing.
后来我才知道，原来这个长老为什么能够在事业上那么的成功啊？原来他的心胸这么的宽大。
And at the end, I realized this elder, he has such a successful business, and simply because he was having a very broad mind.
啊，他的那个事业呢，在台湾来讲啊，是一个啊数一数二的一个啊顶级的一个企业啊。
And his business,
他有一个专利啊，50年的专利，国际专利啊。
And his business was top of the notch in Taiwan.
所以呢，我才知道原来这个长老得到神的祝福不是没有原因的。
In the end, I realized that the elder received so much blessings from God, and this is the reason behind it.
他宁愿呢给一点钱而化解了这个纠纷。
He rather give a little bit of money to resolve this issue.
结果让交通顺畅起来。
And to allow traffic to return normal.
所以我就想，这个长老呢，当时讲这个故事的时候，我记得很清楚，一直在想。
So I remember really I remember when the preacher the elder told me the story I still remember right now.
我在想这个长老呢，真的是成为我们基督徒的模范。
And this elder is a perfect role model for us as a Christian.
他才能够呢成为我们大家所啊效法的一个啊一个长老。
He is an elder who we should look up to.
因为他是一个和平的制造者。
Because he is a peacemaker.
所以他真的可以成为神的儿子。
And that's why he could become a son of God.
所以呢，这个圣灵的果子和平啊，就是有我们自己跟别人的和平。
So this fruit of the Holy Spirit peace is the peace between other people and us.
以及别人跟别人之间的和平。
And also the peace between other people.
我们要如何带来这两方面的和平
？And how can we bring these two types of peace?
最后，我们才能够在圣灵的果子之下，住在神的国中。
And how can we live in the Holy Spirit and live in the kingdom of God?
我们才有真正的啊天国的滋味可以享受得到。
And once we obtain this peace, then we'll be have a slot for us in the heavenly kingdom.
所以神的国不是未来的，而是现在的。
So the kingdom of God is not only the future one; it's also the one at the present.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
419首。